Well, sorry, no, I'm not like, I'm not talking about like a piranha or something like that. I'm talking about like very simply a barracuda. It's a lot smaller. I mean, yeah, sure, they're just as lethal, but you can fit it in your butthole, you know? It's like, piranhas are all skinny and flat, like a little pancake. You can't fit that in your butthole. You can't do it. I've tried it. You can't do it, Chris. Alright, you can't do it. And then a barracuda, it's like, almost as if to say, hey, I want to be inside of your butthole. And then when you get in there, it gives you a little bite, you know? A little bit of blood comes out. It makes it easier to put in a little further, you know? And then you got a couple of drinks in you. What? What? It's just because you don't have a barracuda.
Hello, faithful listener. You're listening to the Stop Tape Podcast, show number 7, recorded sometime in late 2006. Not giving away the month anymore, it's a secret. And speaking of secrets, I'd like to start this show off with a quote from Mark Twain. If you tell the truth, you don't have to remember anything. So I'd like us to go around and unburden ourselves with a secret that you've been holding in. It doesn't have to be about yourself, but you know.
Can I go first?
Yeah. You're a little too eager, but you know, you can.
Earlier today, I was in my dorm, and I peed all over the seat, half
like,
by accident,
like in the
half
bathroom.
On purpose. Yeah, I was in the bathroom. I peed on the seat.
Because when you say you were in your dorm, it sounds like...
I was in the dorm bathroom. I pissed on the seat, and when I left, my roommates were there. One of them needed to take a shower. He went in for 1 second, came out and said, who pissed on the seat? I told him it was Zach. I don't think they believed me, but hey, it's on my chest. I feel a lot better now.
It would have helped if you didn't write your name with your piss.
Point is, I've told the truth. I feel saintly. I feel better.
Right, that's plenty. I can't handle it anymore. I have to tell you all my truth now. I have to say what my secret is that I've been holding in.
Well, actually, in the circle, you're not next.
Well, that's not the point. This is very important. I have to say it, all right? So everyone open up your ears, you know, right? Right, that sort of thing. I'm actually Stephen Wishnack. You know, believe it or not. You fucking cock. No, seriously, I'm actually you.
I know. It's true. That's the other secret.
Three secrets, one person.
I'm a bastard.
So yeah, we gotta unburden a secret, a collective secret.
You gotta listen very carefully for this part.
We will only explain it one time. Oh, am I explaining it? What? Let's let Brian explain it.
Oh yes, well that involves part of the explanation itself.
This is the real Brian Hodder. He's gonna tell you.
Oh, this is my part. Yes, I'm the real Brian Hodder.
Huh?
Yeah.
Huh? Guys, remember Andy Lux? Fake. Guys, remember the Wang Master? Fake. Guys, remember Chris Rea? Fake. No, Chris Rea is
biggest
real.
Fake of it all.
If you can think of it as characters, Chris Rea is played by Chris Rea. Andy Lux is played by the real Brian Hodder. President Wishnack and the Wang Master is played by Stephen Wishnack.
Yes.
End of that.
Wait, so there's 5 people on this show?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
16-man podcast, and if you have any questions, I guess you could call us. We have a voicemail line ready to take your calls. 206-339-STOP.
339? Are you sure it's not 3371?
Dave responded the sophisticated question of whether or not you'd have sex with your girlfriend if she came back as a zombie. I think you should hear his response to that.
I don't see anything wrong with it. You know? It's basically like a one-night stand because you don't want any emotion. You don't want to know names. You don't want to look at their face because they could be hideous. But you see, it's like a one-night stand, but it's not necrophilia because they're not really dead. I mean, it's kind of like it, but you know, they came back to life, so it's like you performed a miracle and then decided you wanted to bang it. That's almost divine, I think. I think that's I think zombie sex is divine, and I think it should be promoted worldwide. Thank you.
Worldwide promotion of zombie sex.
Yeah, so if you're in other states than California, you should promote it.
think worldwide is worldwide.
I don't. You know what? I'm from America. We don't think about other countries here.
We are the world.
But yeah, you know, if you have any friends in China, zombie sex. Friends in Africa, zombie sex.
Yeah.
Peru, zombie sex. And, you know, Costa Rica, lots of zombie sex there.
What if you were having sex with them and they, you know, I mean, not even, beside the fact, the whole necrophilia thing, whatever. But if you're having sex with them and because their body was deteriorating, your dick went through their, like, you know, through their back or something.
Oh, yeah.
You seem to think very highly of yourself.
Yeah, all right.
It's gotta happen.
What if it went through the top of their skull and they're 6 feet tall? What about that?
Well, I didn't say, like, they're, like, upper back, but, you know.
All right. What was your question about that? Just what if?
Yeah. Just, well, because, no, he was saying, like, well, you know, it's not necrophilia, which is true. It's not necrophilia, because they aren't dead. But it's more like, would you have sex with a diseased, rotting corpse? Even if it were alive.
No, I would not.
No, but it's divine, remember.
Oh, yeah.
So you would.
So promote zombie sex everywhere. Speaking of racism, he also called about those crayons.
Speaking of racism.
What? You're the one sitting there with a swastika on
your head. Fuck you, man.
Dave called back to talk about racist Crayola crayons.
I do not feel that they should be racist crayons. I feel if we're going to be prejudiced towards people, we might as well just call them prejudice crayons. So, I have a few colors I'd like to add. I have rich old white man green, because they're all about the green. I have faggot purple or violet, whichever you'd like. And then I have two variations of brown. We've got spick brown and we've got wetback tan, because, you know, tan is a lighter color. And when you add a little wetness, you got a little lighter brown. So, those are my Crayola prejudice crayons of the night. If anyone wants to have hot sex with me, you can leave your number. Or I'll just... Alright, I'm done. I'm fucking done with you all. I love you. Bye.
I think faggot purple or violet is one of the best, but it should be like... faggot lilac or something. Because you know how gay people always really know colors? You know.
I know
come
girls
on.
Really know colors.
Yeah, so gay people are girls. You know. I bet you if you went up to a gay guy and he was wearing a purple shirt and you said, like, hey, that's a nice purple shirt, he'd be like, excuse me, that's lilac.
I don't think you would ever go up to a gay guy and say, hey, that's a nice purple shirt.
Well, for two reasons. If you were doing that, you were probably gay. And you wouldn't say purple, you'd say lilac. And, that, just one reason. Point is, I don't know.
What is the point of that?
That was supposed to be the save.
Yeah, alright.
And finish.
Yeah. All burden's gone.
Fucking Dave, that racist guy. Yeah. He closed my head, shit.
I wonder what could have put that idea in his head.
Seriously.
Those were calls. That were in response to stuff that we've said in our show.
If you don't get it, you guys are a bastard. Bastards.
Yeah.
You should listen to the other shows. You should call us. Dave gets 30 points of participation right now.
And actually, I flew to New York with him, and he got a less expensive ticket.
You guys wearing lilac shirts?
Mike V from Cupertino, I've got a really good question. If you have sex with your clone, is it incest, masturbation, or gay?
President Wishnick, sex with a clone.
It's everything but masturbation, and it's mostly gay.
But masturbation.
Yeah, but masturbation.
It wouldn't be incest.
It would be totally incest. The reason... No, seriously, because the whole incest thing is same gene pool, having sex with itself. And okay. The reason we're turned off by it is because the more times you do that, the worse your offspring ends up. If you had sex with yourself, your kid would be fucked up.
You're not
going
to have
pregnant.
A kid.
But no, but the point is, the whole reason
unless
it's incest
sex
is like...
a she-male of yourself.
I know, but still.
Isn't that what we're talking about?
The thing that makes incest disgusting is the fact that it's against evolution. And that would be very much gene incest, because not only is it the exact same genes, but it's totally disgusting and totally against evolution.
And you got to see them on Christmas.
Yeah,
that's awkward.
But in defense,
you know, you, in defense of what?
Well, no, I'm just saying.
I'm pretty cute, you know, so if I approach myself,
you're hooking up with a dude, because you know you wear lilac
shirts.
Let's
not say that.
And you're like, well, no, because if you are. You're probably like, who has a bigger penis? Come on. You know, if I have to be the one to say it, if you're hooking up with a guy, whoever has the bigger dick is probably the man in the relationship. But if you're hooking up with yourself, it's totally cool. I'm not saying I'd do it. But there's a plus to it.
So,
come on.
All right. The plus is that you know the size.
You're the one trying to say it's not incest. Don't judge me.
I'm not saying just because it's not incest, I'd do it.
I'm not saying I'd do it either. Just saying, right. You know, if you find yourself naked in a room with yourself naked, you don't have to worry, like, you know, that he's got a bigger dick than you.
Is that a constant worry that you have?
Well,
I think that's
the
last thing I'd be worried about.
I don't know.
All right.
I'm just putting it out there.
It's on the table.
Come on.
Are you talking to us, or is that what
you're
saying?
If
you're
in a room and you're taking a test with someone, you know he's got a higher IQ than you. You're like, oh, shit. If you're in a room and you're about to have sex with someone, and it's a guy, and you're a guy, and he's got a bigger penis than you, you're like, oh shit, that doesn't exist if it's yourself.
Alright.
It's very difficult to express that I don't condone this, but there are upsides to it.
Okay.
I have sex with lots of girls, man.
And they aren't you.
Nah. Nah, ho.
Alright.
What's a little dark, though?
What? I don't know how you would have sex. Why would you make a clone of yourself to have sex with?
Maybe you would make a clone of yourself, like, and if you're like...
So you made a clone to, like, get a body part, and then you're like, hey...
Yeah, I think that...
Let me get the most of my... Let me get my money's worth and just fuck him. That's the official stop tape alarm clock, and that means we gotta stop talking. So...
But before we go, I want to talk about one more lengthy conversation.
All right.
Before I start that, it needs a disclaimer. Say that you don't judge me. Now, when I say this disclaimer, I don't want you to judge me by the way that I say it, but I'm going to start it right now, if I can. Let me think of how to word it first. When I...
Anyway, if
was
you have
about,
a call for
hold
the
on,
show.
Man, I'm in the middle of a disclaimer. Jesus Christ. I'm sorry, go ahead.
If you want to
but
call
I was like
show,
three when this happened. If,
then
it was
we
a difficult
press
time.
It. All right. Thank you for listening to the Stop Tape Podcast. And if you have a question for us, we'd be glad to answer it. Please call us at 206-339-STOP.
Take it off!
339-STOP. 206-339-STOP.
I'm here for a good time.
I smoke cool cigarettes.